So God as Redeemer. There's a way that redemption, I think, really comes alive to us. It's happening in about a week from now, baptism. Right? Powerful reminder of the cross and the resurrection. The death, resurrection of our Savior, Jesus. Now, I think sometimes, you know, we think about baptism and we see it as maybe something we do for God, when in reality, baptism isn't so much about something we do for God as much as it's something we do for ourselves, right? If you think about it, it is it's an external act that represents something that's going on in here, right? It's an external act that represents something that's happening internally. I was thinking about, what is baptism? And I want to throw this definition up for you, for us, and it goes like this. Baptism, it's an outward expression of an inward awakening. Now, some would call it a decision, which I think that's definitely a part of it. But I like to use the word awakening. It's an outward expression for an inward awakening because, see, you are awakening, and we are awakening to a work that God has already begun on the inside of us. Did you know God is at work? We don't always recognize it. We don't always attribute it to God, or sometimes we think we can look at someone and judge whether or not God's at work in them, right? Some of you, you're like, well, you know, my husband, if you knew him, you'd know there's no way God's at work in him. God is at work. And so this is about an awakening, right? You are awakening. We are awakening to, well, you're awakening to the divine. You're awakening to the divine that has been put in you, that has been birthed in you from the moment you were created. And you know why you're waking up? You're waking up, you're smelling the coffee. You know why? Because God has been pursuing you. You think you pursued God, wrong. God has pursued you. I just came back a couple days ago. I was in California, and I was sick as a dog. It's a horrible place to be sick, you know? It's beautiful from your hotel in bed. But I got home a couple days ago real late, and I think I got to bed at about 3 o'clock in the morning or something, and it was a late flight, and so I got to bed late, and my plan was to sleep in that morning, so I didn't set my alarm. I was going to sleep in. I had forgotten that I have 3 children. And so that morning, I remember, like, I was, you know how sometimes when you're sleeping, like, you wake up and then you go back to sleep, then you start having crazy, like, dreams that are like, what in the heck? Well, that was happening, and I heard, I don't know if I was in my dream or what, but I was confused, and I heard this sound. And, like, we don't have a dog. So I was like, what is that? In my dream, I was like, what is that? Why am I dreaming about this? And then I kind of fall back asleep, and then I hear it again. Followed by this. And I hear these footsteps go down the hallway. It's my son. He's got this little white puppy. And he likes to, you know, creatively get his dad's attention at 6:30 in the morning. And so anyway, I think that's God. I think that's God constantly pursuing us, constantly at work trying to awaken us, to get our attention. Sometimes we don't like the idea that God's trying to get our attention because we always think it's going to be something bad, right? Oh, God's going to get my attention because he's mad. So it's going to be something, the way he's going to get my attention, he's going to, like, cause something really bad. But I think there's times God, you know, he gets a lot of credit for those moments, doesn't he, when things go bad. But what about those moments when God is doing that, when he's creatively trying to get our attention in fun ways, in ways that we don't usually attribute to God? I think that's God. He's saying, come on, let's go, all right? Surrender. You don't have to be afraid of this, all right? Because there's work that I want to do in you. There's there's transformation that I want to bring to you, and then I want you not just to transform you, but I want you to be a part of transforming the lives of other people. So come on. Come on, surrender, let go. See, here's the thing. Baptism is much more about what God has done than about what you and I have done, right? You understand that. And so it's important for you to know, those of you who are taking that step into the water next weekend, it's a really great moment, and we're going to celebrate and all of that, but here's what you need to know. God's not, like, totally impressed by that in and of itself, necessarily. Okay, God's not like, okay, now you're really close to me. No, here's the thing we've got to understand, okay? Baptism does not draw you closer to God, all right? But what it does do, I think, is it reminds you that God is with you, and that God is, he's in you, right? Baptism doesn't cause God to love you more. Maybe we think that sometimes. If I get baptized, if I go to church, if I do this, then God will love me more. Listen to me. There is nothing you can do to ever get God to love you more. And there is nothing you can ever do to get God to love you less. Please hear this. God loves you just as you are, not as you should be. Baptism doesn't make you more worthy to God, like suddenly, now you're worthy. No, listen, your worth to God has nothing to do with your performance. Everybody go like this. Listen, your worth to God has nothing to do with your performance. It has nothing to do with how good you keep the rules. It has nothing to do with that. Baptism does not cleanse you from your sins. Some of you would have to hold down for a long time if that was the case. And I'd have to baptize myself daily. The shower, right? Sprinkled. It's Catholics like that. Baptism doesn't cleanse you of your sins, but it does remind you that you have already been cleansed, that you've already been forgiven. Baptism, here's the other thing, because many of you have been baptized and you can relate to this, you know this to be true. Baptism does not relieve you of all your struggles on your journey. Amen? But you know what baptism does more than anything? Here's what it does. Listen, baptism reminds us of who we are. Baptism reminds us of who we are. I love that moment when Jesus is baptized and he comes up out of the water and God has a word to say there. And he says to Jesus, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Think about this. The first thing that God does after Jesus is baptized is he reminds him of who he is. "You are my Son. I am well pleased in you." I love the Message paraphrase where Mark, he has the same account, and it says this in the Message. God says to his son, he says, "You are my Son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life." See, when you and I are baptized, it's an opportunity for us to be reminded of who we really are, which we need that, don't we? Because it's so easy to forget who we really are. It's so easy to lie to ourselves. It's so easy to tell ourselves that we're something else. It's so easy to latch on to our pain and say, "Well, I am pain." Or it's easy to latch on to my emotional up and downs and say, "Well, that's me. I'm up and down." It's easy to latch on to our failures and say, "Well, I'm a failure." It's so easy to latch on to all these things and say that is us. It's easy to forget the truth about our lives. So easy. I think that's why Paul, when he's trying to explain baptism, he's like, "You know what? It's just like a freaking mystery. But let me tell you what I know." And this is what he says, and we can read it together, okay? Galatians chapter 3. Ready? Let's read. "For all of you," hold on, everyone together now, "for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." See, when you're baptized, you're putting on a new set of clothes. And you're identifying. Think about this. When you go in the water, you're putting to death the false self, right? The fictional story about your life that's so easy to believe. And then when you come up out of that water, it represents, well, it represents the real you, right? The person God created you to be. You're embracing the truth about your life. No more fictional stories that I'm going to buy into. I'm going to believe the truth that I am clothed with Christ. And that's why when Paul says, he says, forget all the labels. Screw the labels, man. All right, look, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, slave or free, male or female, Republican or Democrat, conservative, liberal, white collar, blue collar, green collar, yellow collar, whatever collar, color of collar you have. All right. He said, whatever difference you want to point out, he says, it's all put to rest. Okay. We're all on level playing field now. That's the power of baptism. We're allowing ourselves to become a part of a much bigger, much, much larger, much truer story. Baptism is an outward expression of an inward awakening. It's saying, I believe that the best possible way to live my life is the way of Jesus, and I'm committing to following Christ, daily dying. See, baptism, that's a daily thing, okay? I mean, it really is. We joked a second ago, but it really is. It's death and resurrection every single day, right? It's allowing, dying to yourself every single day and allowing the risen Christ to work and live through you. That is a daily awakening, friends. So it's not like, let me get baptized and I'm good to go. No, it represents what you're going to need to do every single day. That's why Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me daily. Every day, right? It's like Jesus saying, he's saying like, put to death the false self every day. Stop believing all the BS that you keep telling yourself. And start embracing the truth about your life. Put to death the false self. Put on the right clothes. Put on the identity that I have given you. It's the truth. And see, the beauty in all of this, oh my God, the beauty in all of this is that as you and I, when we get into that water, you can get into that water unashamedly. You can get into that water without hesitation and with a ton of confidence that God is with you and God is for you. Some of you never were taught that before. I'm teaching you it now. God is for you. God is for me. Would you say that with me? God is for me. Would you let that just wash over you right now? Say it again. God. Now, I really feel like God's doing something right now. Just keep saying that. God is for me. Just say that. Let that penetrate. God is for me. God, you are for me. Say that. God, you are for me. It's hard to believe that sometimes. Man, it's hard to believe that. God is for you. God is for you. And you can take into that water. You go into that water, you can take every part of your story. And you can take your pain. You can take your loss, your failures, your disappointments, your brokenness. You can take all of that in that water with you. And God, because he's all about this, redeeming, God will take all of those things, every part of your story, and he will turn them into something beautiful. Are you ready for that? Watch this video.